So Lisa, here we are back for another episode from Key West as we look at the setting sun with the sailboats off.
Look at the sailboats.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What are these rock-looking things that I have been stepping on that have been hurting my feet until I got my
shoes? It's actually all coral. So there was a hurricane that came through here, and where we're staying, there was all sand in some of the yards, and the house was like condemned because of the storm. But this beach has all these rocks, but it's really coral,
which is really very pretty.
It is. I'm gonna try to find some that I can take home. Every time I go to a beach, I take some rocks or sand or shells or coral.
And I think my wife Debbie just found a shell.
She found some shells. Yeah.
Was it attached to the coral?
Yes. Very cool.
Very, very relaxing and beautiful out here. But we are on to Psalm 71, and I'm hoping I can see it so I can read it to you.
Yeah, I know.
So here we go. In you, Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue and deliver me. Listen to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, my stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and fortress. My God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evil and violent. You are my hope, Lord, my trust, God, from my youth. On you I have depended since birth, from my mother's womb. You are my strength, my hope in you never wavers. I have become a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth shall be filled with your praise, shall sing your glory every day. Do not cast me aside in my old age, as my strength fails. Do not forsake me, for my enemies speak against me. They watch and plot against me. They say, God has abandoned him. Pursue and seize him. No one will come to the rescue. God, be not far from me. My God, hasten to help me. Bring to a shameful end those who attack me. Cover with contempt and scorn those who seek my ruin. I will always hope in you and add to all your praise. My mouth shall proclaim your just deeds, day after day your acts of deliverance, though I cannot number them all. I will speak of the mighty works of the Lord. O God, I will tell of your singular justice. God, you have taught me from my youth. To this day I proclaim your wondrous deeds. Now that I am old and gray, do not forsake me, God, that I may proclaim your might to all generations yet to come, your power and justice, God, to the highest heaven. You have done great things, O God. Who is your equal? Whatever bitter afflictions you sent me, you would turn and revive me. From the watery depths of the earth, once more raise me up. Restore my honor, turn and comfort me, that I may praise you with the lyre, for your faithfulness, my God, and to sing to you with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy as I sing your praise, my soul too, which you have redeemed. Yes, my tongue shall recount your justice day by day, for those who sought my ruin have been shamed and disgraced. So Lisa, that was a long one, and you have a lot to choose from there. So what do you have on your heart?
Well, I thought it was a lot of praising and not so much lamenting this time. So to me, it sounded like the psalmist was, even when maybe there was some bad times, he was still praising God and still relying on God to take care of the situation rather than trying to do it himself. Because that's in the David play, that's kind of what happened, where, you know, David was just so full of praise for God and relying on God for everything. And then when he became king, he was still that way in the beginning. But then he's like, oh, I beat this kingdom. And then he started using like a lot of I sentences, and he started doing on trying to do things on his own. And that's when his downfall came. But psalm, I feel like he's fully relying on God.
So that's funny that you should bring that up, because the word that jumped out to me was depend.
Ah, okay.
Right? That we have to depend and rely on God. And as you suggest, it's really easy for us to begin to think that it is us that is actually doing all of these things instead of by the grace and power of God.
Right.
As the water gets closer and closer, Lisa.
I know. Keep an eye on it.
Yes. So yeah, we have to depend on God. And so I think the other part of that is we can not depend on God because things are going well and we become prideful.
Yeah.
Or we fail to depend on God in times of need.
Right. But I think in this psalm, he does mention, like, in the beginning, something about his enemy and being chased, I think. And it kind of made me think of those little fish that we mentioned on the last episode. And how, like, the bigger fish are, like, the enemy. I don't really know what I'm trying to say, but...
That's because you're scared of the water. I wish y'all could see her jumping back as the water comes up, as if it was going to engulf you and take you away. Like a torrent river or something.
Oh.
It would barely touch your toes.
No, I know. I just don't want to get my towel wet. But
your towel is another foot behind where your feet are. You'll be okay.
Yeah, okay.
And it will dry.
Yes, it will dry.
You can depend on it.
There's a dryer.
Yes.
But yeah, I think I'm sorry. I don't know what I was
She lost her thought because she was watching a pelican go down right then.
And get a fish.
And
she
get
got
a
one.
Fish. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. And, you know, I think part of this is I watched a pelican eat a fish. He's
so
literally
cool.
Eating it right in front of us right now.
Yeah.
You can see, like, the bottom of his neck where he ate the fish.
Yeah, the fish in there, yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. I can't believe their vision. But I think...
So, I got something.
Okay.
So, like, God could... God could be, like, the pelican to the little fish, and he's eating the big fish, the enemy.
Really?
So, like, that's what God... Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
So, that's what... that's how God can protect us when we pray, when we're going through a hard time and we pray for his assistance, or, you know, we just pray the name of Jesus, or, you know, just keep him in the situation and not push him away, then he could be like the pelican and take away the enemy.
Right. Yeah, I think the other thing I was going to say, Lisa, is that, you know, the pelican relies on the gifts that God... has given him, right, in order to sustain and feed and do everything.
Yeah.
And I think we're called to do the same thing, right?
Right.
But when we're having great success, when things are going well, we should always give God the thanks and praise because he's the one who gifted us, just like the pelican in the first place.
Yeah.
Who right now is a very...
Is that another one?
I don't know. He's very busy out here, folks. But he's also very peaceful. He's just kind of floating on the water, enjoying life, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, they're fun to watch.
Well, I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Layperson Lisa.
See you next time.
Bye.